Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. More than 100 years separate them, but Secretaries of State Hillary Clinton and William Henry Seward were faced with similar foreign policy decisions. Professor David Perry from New Haven University explains.
In 1860 and almost 150 years later in 2008, two New York senators sought the nomination of their party for the presidency of the United States. Both William Henry Seward and Hillary Rodham Clinton were defeated, but both subsequently served as Secretary of State, Seward in the cabinet of Abraham Lincoln and Clinton in that of Barack Obama. The similarities between the two Secretaries of State end there, however. Both their presidents went to war, but Seward initially worked against the policies of Lincoln. Clinton learned from history and worked with her president. When the Civil War broke out on April 12, 1861, South Carolina fired the first shot at Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor in order to prevent Lincoln from sending relief supplies there. Before Lincoln's relief attempt was initiated, Seward tried secretly to countermand the president's order. Seward got caught, but Lincoln decided not to fire him. We know of no such duplicity on Clinton's part. In fact, Clinton's masterful efforts to build a coalition with England and France, as well as the states of the Arab League, supported her president's policy position that the United States should not appear to be an aggressor in the Libyan intervention. In contrast, Seward's diplomatic failure with the nations of Europe was such that England, which felt threatened by his foreign policy, formed a coalition with France to better contain the U.S. State Department and avoid what it saw as the possibility of a war with Europe.
That was New Haven University's David Perry. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Yes, you say either.
And you say either.
You say neither.
And you say neither.
Either.
Either.
Neither.
Neither.
Let's call a home.